whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, and with the Power Play, what are some of the differences that you guys have installed now? I know watching Tage, for example. I know that's not the one you're on, but you know, there's a lot of movement now, and I see a lot of movement in him to try to maybe get chaos. What has been the key to you guys doing much better? I think you're 6 of your last 13 on the Power Play.
Yeah, I think that's a big part. I mean, like you said, Tom are kind of moving around. I mean, obviously teams are trying to sit on him and take away a shot, so I think with him moving around, it creates a little chaos for them and makes it hard for them to, you know, see where he is, and then other things open up. So I think that, and then also we're just, I mean, I think recovering pucks, and it's not just one and done. We're getting recoveries and continue to attack, and I think when you do that, your chance of scoring are a lot higher.
Do you like that? Do you like the movement that you get on the power play? Because that'll be a little different for you too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, you know, as when you're killing penalties, you're always looking for, you know, the guy with the biggest threat, basically. And I think every team knows that's Tomer. So for him to kind of move around and try and get open to get that shot off, I think causes a lot of confusion and makes it tough on them.
What's it been for you to be back with Matias Samuelsson? He seems like, since he's been back from injury, looks like his old self again. What's it been like to be paired with him?
No, it's been great. I mean, like you said, he's back to how he was before. I mean, he's just so easy to play with, so good defensively, and you know, always makes smart plays. So I think for me, it's makes the game easy for me, and he's helped me a lot.
So you feel like it has helped your game too?
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, he's easy to play with. I mean, smart, good defensively, moves the puck well. So I think when you get that in a partner, it makes the game a lot easier for sure.
Let's move to the penalty kill. Until the 5-on-3, you guys had killed 8 out of 8 penalties, covering, I think, 4 or 5 games. What has been going well in the penalty kill for you guys too?
Yeah, I think for us, I mean, we're getting clears and, you know, denying entries a lot. So I think that helps a lot. And obviously our goalies have been making huge saves too. So, but no, I think we've done a good job just kind of, you know, taking away their threats, like I talked about with our power play, and kind of keeping them outside. And then when we get chances to get the puck down the ice, we've been doing it. So.
What's the message been from Lindy and the coaching staff to try to improve the 6-on-5 play?
Yeah, I mean, there's just some small details that I think we got to clean up. So that's about it, really. I mean, you know, you miss assignment for 1 second, and that could be the difference. So I think for us, it's just clean up some details, and, you know, we'll be good if we do that.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the number one team in the NHL with points percentage. I know you haven't played them yet this year, but you know of them. You've played against most of their guys. What do you guys have to do to be able to beat them tonight?
Yeah, obviously they're a really good team, but I think for us, we just got to worry about ourselves and play the right way. And I think when we do that, we give ourselves a really good chance to win. So if I think we go on tonight and do that, it'll be a good game.